Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Me'ilah is dedicated anonymously in honor of Rabbi and Mrs. Yaakov Metz.
Me'ilah Daf Yud. Welcome back, everyone. Today we start off with the memra of Rava, which is a very Yisraelistic memra in Me'ilah. A lot of things we learned in the first two prakim come together in this sugya, in these two dinim that Rava says. Rava says, if a person was nene, mi b'sar kotshe kotshim, shenitma, or from a muri kotshim kalim lacha shehelon, so there's no mi'ilo. Where it says that it's pashut, ma'ika mafsid, where it says you think because of the mitzvah shreifa l'koyhanim, or because of the mitzvah l'hapiach b'tzinayra, so therefore it should still have mi'ilo. So kamash malan rava, there's no mi'ilo. This is very short sugya, just a few lines, but a lot of you say just come out of this sugi. So the sugi we really split up into two. One is by Basar Kachay Kachim Shenitma, and the other is Imuri Kachim Kalim Shehelon. So first deal with Basar Kachay Kachim Shenitma. There's a big machakas Rishonim, how to explain the Gemara. What's the case of the Gemara? In Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom and the Rambam, it's before the Pshat is, we're talking about before Zrika. Before you reserve the dam, there's still me'ila in the basar. As you learned in the first perek, there's me'ila in kachay kachim until you do zrika. So the basar still had me'ila. Then the basar became tummy. So even though the basar had me'ila a second ago, but now that it became tummy, it no longer has me'ila. And even though there's a mitzvah shreifa l'koyhanim, that's not enough. And the tumah was a siba to be mitzi midei me'ila. That is the mahalach of Rashi, the Rabbi Gershom, and the Rambam. Tosis learns not this way. We'll see in the second Tosis proves that this is impossible, and therefore Tosis learns that the case in the Gemara was that the basar is nitma, and then you were zurik the dam. So the chiddush is that this zrika has the ability to be mighty midei me'ila, even though the basar was tummy. That is the Derech of Tesis. So, again, the two drachim here are, according to Rashi and the Rambam, person was nene before Zrika, and there's still no Mi'ila. According to Tesis, we're only talking about that you were Zerik Vidam, and then you were nene. But if a person was nene before Zrika, then about it there would be Mi'ila. So now let's go into, now let's start explaining. The Pashup Shad in Rashi is Rashi in the Rambam. Why is there no Me'ila? Why the fact that it became Tame makes that there's no more Me'ila? Pashup Shad is that it's Kachem Shemesu. Once a carbon became possible, we learned enough base. But once something became possible, it's longer Roy, so that's Kachem Shemesu. That would be the Pashup Shad in Rashi. However, today's asks on this from Mishnah at the end of the first Perek. By Basar, Kachi Kachim, Sheyotza. Machalika Shabekivin and Belazar, whether Zrika my Elas Liyotze. But everyone agrees that before you reserve the dam, there's still Me'ila. The only question is if the Zrika takes care of that Me'ila, gets rid of that Me'ila. But before Zrika, there definitely is Me'ila. So we see, even though the Basar became Pasul, it's not called Kachim Shemesu. So why should we say that Yotze, that Tomei is any different? That is a question of Tesis. The Maisa, we can also ask, from our earlier, from Davav and Aleph, Hedam Shalon, there's still Me'il in the Basar, even though the carbon is Pasol. And also, the more Dav Zayin and Aleph, Dam Sheyotza, there's still Me'il in the Basar. And really, the whole first mission of the Masechta is before this way, that Kibu Psulim Zarku as Damai, and all these Psulim, there's still Me'ila. So Maisa Rashi asks a very similar question. Rashi asks Mishna from Pigel. We see that by Pigel there's Me'ila, even though it's Pasul. And Rashi answers that Pigel is Choshev Kulei Hai, Tzarev Zrikas Damim L'Koyve B'Pigel, Choshev Nami Nemoylin Boy. Because it's Meratz L'Pigulai. So therefore, there's Me'ila, even though it's possible. So that Teretz of Rashi was said like Abi Pigel. But Rashi did not ask all the other questions that we're asking. And here we don't have the answer of Rashi. Rashi's answer does not work for our questions. So Tzorach Iyun Gadol, how to learn up this again. So the Mari Kurkis and this Rambam in Paragimel of Mila Aloch Yir Aleph, he shows us the Mahalach here in the Sugya. It says in Mari Kurkis the following. Shani nitma miyotza, shekevet shenoyle pisul begufay shal basar, reyuk kachm shemesu. Nitma is absol beguf habasar. And therefore it's like kachm shemesu. Yotza is not absol beguf habasar. He goes right there, ukaafra chashivi. Yotza, nitma is like an offer. The Korean be sukache Hashem. My Kirk goes on to say that the other psulim, like the kibul psulim, is arkoes dama, your shachtan bedaraim, there's a meila. They're not doing it in nitma. Why? Because kol psulim shehizkir sham, he psulim mi bachutz. Kachu yatsu mi deim meila v'lo damu lemesu. So my Kirk is megalitas. There's two types of psulim. There's psulim that are mi bachutz. And the psulim that are bekufa ishal basa. That's the aside of the Mari Kurkis. What he means to say is the following: that psulim like shchitas darim and all those psulim and kibul psulim and lon adam, all those types of psulim, it's psulim the carbon. The carbon is problematic. The basar itself is not problematic. The basar itself is fine. Just if the carbon is puzzle, the carbon doesn't have a zrika kshira, so maybe the basar is puzzle. But nothing is intrinsically wrong with the basar. That's in those cases there. Masha'in ke nitma means something is wrong with the basar itself. The carbon could be kosher by nitma, but the basar is puzzle. There's a specific, unique problem to the basar. That's what the problem of nitma is. And when it's begufei shel davar, then it's more problematic. It's another place where we see this type of chiluk. It's Biskarov and Sefer, in page Mem Zayin in the Sefer. Biskarov deals with the Klal in the Gemara that something which is psule begufay is called, needs srefa miyad. When something which is psule bedawan bebailim, the problem is in the basar itself, then it does not need srefa miyad. So Biskarov there assumes originally, the almost whole shiur goes with this hanacha, that only when it's a psule in the basar, is it called psule begufay? When it's psule carbon, like shaloi lishma, that's not called psule begufay. So that's the sefer of Biskarov, and that's the sefer that Mari Kurkis is saying over here. That any psule carbon is called a psule mibachutz kilu of the basar. The basar is psule memela, because it has nothing to do with it. But it's not a psule intrinsically in the basar. That's the sefer number one of the Mari Kurkis. But he also has another chiluk between yotze. Yotze is shver, because yotze the psula is in the basar itself. Basar shiyatza. And still there's me'ila. So Nat Mari Kurkis says that yotze is also p'tura psul mibachutz. Those are the words of Mari Kurkis. Why is that? Right? The psula is in the basar itself. So Lameisa, in the sugis of yotze, we spoke about this. That's in the word in the Gemara in Menachas Af Yud Beis. That it's psul machmas tofer acheru. It's true at the end of the day, the psul is chal in the basar. That's true. But the aside of the psul is nothing that's wrong with the basar. As Rashi says, avir yushalayim paisley. Nothing but have to change in the basar. Because that's in the wrong place. Tumah changes the whole ruchniyistika consistency of the piece of meat. It's not a different, it's a tummy piece of meat. It's something else. Clean the tummy, other things. Shekin yotza is nothing different in the chefsa itself. That's the heart of the part of the Mari Kurkis. So that answers almost all the questions that there are on this Gemara. That all the other psulim that we find, they're still me'ila, even once they're puzzle, because they're called a psul yibachutz, they're called a external psul. The basar itself is kosher. That's the story of the Mari Kurkis. So now we go back to Rashi. Rashi had a question that pigo, we see that there's an ila. So manashach, what was Rashi asking? Pigo is chorub sol korban, like shchitas darim. So if Rashi had shver, what was by pigo, and he gave an answer, that answer does not work for shchitas darim, because there's no maratz lepigule. So Rashi only had shver by pigo, and he said an answer. What happens to everything else? Does he agree with the Mari Kurkis, or does he disagree with the Mari Kurkis? Medume Rashi agrees to the Mari Korkis. Now it's all Pasha to Rashi. Mari Korkis says, by Shchitas Doraim, and what he says, by Yoytzei, all that was Pasha to Rashi. Rashi had a specific question about Pigel. It's true that Pigel is a Psul Karban. But Pigel is also a unique Psul in the Basar itself. It's Chal in the Basar. We mentioned this earlier in the previous Shurim, from the Briskarov and Sefer, that Pigel is a Psul Basar. Besides being a psul karban. So the Meilu with Rashi is bothered is that Pigel, we also have a psul in the Basar. And Pigel is worse than Yoytze. Pigel is not psul machmas over acher. Pigel is psul begufay. It's imkain. Why is there Meila in Pigel? If we say there's no Meila in Nitma because it's a psul machmas over acher, why is there Meila in Pigel? That is a question of that was a question of Rashi. Both of them are the same. Both of them are called psulei degufa. And in this Rashi answers that it's true that pigel is psulei begufa. Because there's a ritzui studying the Basra's mufka, the Basra's still shaychus to kedusha. And that's why it's not called kachem shemes. Another point in the sugya, the very, very question that I had, Rosh Hashanah I found in the stipler, in the Kisvei Kilas Yankiv HaChadoshim, Psochim Simen Kuf Aleph. So, Amen on this point. The Pella that other people were not Amen on this. L'chor, Mufurj is Sirs HaSugyas. It's an Argamar and a Gemar in Psochim. In Argamar, L'fi Rashi in the Rambam, it's Mavur, that Basar Kachi Kachim Shenitma, there's no longer Meil in it. It's Kachim Shemi, so it's no longer called Kachi Hashem. That's Mavur in our Sugya. And in Sugya in Psochim, it's Mufurj not this way. Mar there and Dafayim Ches brings the Machlekes, where their tit meratza al achilos. We know the tit is meratza on the dam shenitma, or on the emurim shenitma. It's Machlekes there, whether it's also meratza and the basar shenitma. So Mar says, what's enough kamin? Anyway, you can't eat it. What's enough kamin of tit meratza al achilos? So Mar says, enough kamin is, lakvuinu bepigel, lafukinu midei mi'ila. To be kaveh and pigel and to be moiti midei mi'ila. If tzitz meratz al achilos, so it makes it the basar kimoy tar, kilu the basar is tar, the meila the zrika is chal on it, and it's chal on it pigol, and also the zrika works to be midei meila. But if ain't tzitz meratz al achilos, therefore the zrika is not chal on it. So meila it's like ain't zrika malas liyati, which you learned in the vav, that the zrika is not chal on it. So therefore there's no chiv pigol, and it's also not yotim midei meila. That's my four in the zrika there. Hakapon is over pashtun in the Gemara that until you do zrika, there is meila. Homachlekes is whether the zrika is mighty midei meila, but until the zrika, there is meila. Why isn't that kachem shemesu like mavur in our sugya? Kushi atzuma. So the Zayver says that you could say that we see in our sugya that is called kachem shemesu is only because in tzitz meratza al achilos. On the tzad the tzitz meratza al achilos. So then it comes out that the why is the tzar kachem shemesu? The basar can have a kiyum zrika in it. It's true it's tame, but it still can get a kiyum zrika and it could be shaykh to the dinam of the karban. It could be chayv and pigol meister and tame. So it comes that it's still shaykh for it to get a zrika, so that makes it that it's not kachem shemesu. And meila will still have meila. So that would be the difference in the two sugyas. The sugya there is going l'mad omar, tzitz merata l'achilois. And that's why the Zrika works that's why there is Meila until Zrika. And the Zrika works to be mighty midei Meila. Because it still has Shaykhus to the Karma. Mashenge the Gemara by us, it's going to Mount Amr, ain't it Maratza lachilis? Meila Zaykachim Shemesu. That's a Mahalach, it's a Chiluk and Tzvara we can say between the two circuits. However, it's a little problematic. Rava says Hakol Maidim. Mar says Pshita, that there's no Meila. Basar Kachikachim Shenitma. There is meila in it. That's question number one. Question number two is that most achorim learn in the Rambam that the Rambam paskins a tzitz merata lachilos, and yet the Rambam paskins like our sugya that basar kachi kachu shenitma is yotam idei meila. So we see that lach of the Rambam did not hold of that chiluk. Even if tzitz merata lachilos, it's still kachu shemesu. So in kain harder kushul aduchte the sugya in psachim. The Gemara there is mavur that until zrika there is meila in the basar shenitma.
Mamish Kusha Gedolah Moed.
Someone's Mitzayin, the Me'iri there in Sochim, find Zayin and Mevedra, and Chesman Aleph, Me'iri is Mavur, that the Gemara says there's Me'il in Basra Shenitma, it's only a Me'il Adrabon. The Me'iri does not bring our Sugya, but Lameis the Me'iri says that the Me'il there is Drabon. Why is it not there, right? So, presumably the Me'iri learned from our Sugya. The Basra Kachi Kachim Shenitma is Kachim Shemesu, and there's no Me'il there, right? So. But yet there's some Me'il Midrabon. Because we learn on that base, even though there's no Me'ilah Midaraisa, but there is an Me'ilah Midrabana. So Me'ilah, that's the Pshat in the Sugim Sochim. Sugim Sochim is talking about the Me'ilah Midrabana. And in that, the Gemara says, it's totally Tzitzmanatze, Al-Achilois, whether the Zriko will be Chal in the Basar to be Meitit from the Me'ilah Midrabana. That's why that we can say attention of the Sugis, Me'ilah, it's not totally the Machlokes of Tzitzmanatze Al-Achilois or not. The sugi by us, the kula alma, everyone holds the basar shenitma is yet considered kachin shemesu when there's no meila midah raisa, but there still will be meila midah rabbana. Another point here, the Gemara says that because there's a shrifa l'kayahanim, so therefore we would think that there's still meila. So firstly, about Iker, what the Gemara says here that that's a reason we would think there should be meila. Heard this big riot in the study of the Biskarov. Biskarov in stencils in the end of Tamura says that when Shrifas Kachim Sulim is a key in the Chefza. It's not just a way to get rid of it. You have, like by Arla and Kilei Akerim, you just have to get rid of them, Basar B'cholof. You have to get rid of them, the Yisuri Hana. By Kachim, that you get a Psul, it's not just a convenient way to get rid of them. Rather, it's a key din in the Chefza. Kachim Ksherim, Nirak Torah, or Achila, and Kachim Sulim, their din is Bisrefa. The Scrub proves this because from the Gemara there in the end of Tumura, it says that by other Yisuri Hana, the klal is that things that are flammable, things that are solids and they're flammable, so you burn them. Nisrafin, so they need Srefa. But you have Mashkin of Nisrafin, Mashkin of Arla or Kiliya Kerem, so you don't burn them because they're not, you can't burn them. You pour them out, get rid of them. Ask Mr. Rav that the Gemara in Zvachim of Tzadi Beis, it says that Yayin and the Sochem that were Nitma, you burn them. Maishna from other Yisriyana that they're not burnt. Says the Mr. Rav, because the other Yisriyana just the Iker didn't get rid of the Chefza. So it's the way to get rid of Mashkin is not by burning them. It doesn't work so well with Mashkin. Shengen by Kotchim, the Din Sreif is not just a convenient way to get rid of them. Rather, it's a Kiyam Din and the Chefza, their mitzvah is Bisreifa. And therefore, even the Mashkin needs Sreifa. The Rishonim already say the Iker Yisod of the Biskarov, Ramban and Ibn Ezra, and Vayikra Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Zayin, they say that Kachim Shenitmu, they need Srefa, just like Emurim needs Srefa. Have same din of Emurim, and their din is Bisrefa. See, clear this point, that it's Kim Din in the Chavtan, it's like Srefa. And that's Achor Muchach and Ar Gemara. If the whole din of Srefa is just a convenient way of getting rid of the Kachim, and why would we think that should be a reason for a me'ila? It's not a reason there should be me'ila on the kachim on this basar shenitma because it needs treifa. Treifa is just a way of getting rid of it. Elamai tzmukach in the Gemara that treifa is a kiyum din. Treifa is a mitzvah and it's like emurim. It's like aktar of the emurim. So therefore, we would think that should also be a reason for a me'ila. Kamash malan that it's not. But that there was a havmin here is only based on the fact that this is a kiyum din in the kachim. Another point here in the Gemara says that the tzreifa is b'kayhanim. It's mash in the Gemara that it's bedafka. You need tzreifa b'kayhanim. So the chinuch in mitzvah kuf mem vav says that kachim kachim, which are burnt in the azara, so the mitzvah is mutal on the kayhanim. They're the ones that are around in the azara. Shinkin Kartim Kalim or Nisrofin Bekola Ear. So you don't need Dafka Kohanim to burn it. Even the Bailim burn it. So the Chinuch is good with the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about Kachay Kachim. And Mimela, the Gemara says that they need the Kohanim to burn it. So that was Mais the Havmina here of the Gemara, that there's a Srefa, which is a Kiyum Din in the Cheftza, and it's done by Kohanim. So that would tell us that it's not Kachay Shemesu, it still has Mitzvahs, it still has Dinim. Kamash Malon, Rava, they know that it's still is kachin shemisa. So what's the ma'aseh of kamash malan? Why is it yotzei midei meila? So Taisa says, because even though it needs treifa b'kayhane, but it does not need treifa b'bigdei kahuna. The kahane do not need to wear bigdei kahuna when they do this treifa. Therefore, it's not considered an avoida. And it's not similar to Itzos Adeshin, which you learned yesterday, that Itzos Adeshin, Lefir B'yechanon, has Mi'ila, because it needs Big Dekahuna. And Shein came Tzrif B'kayhanim, which does not need Big Dekahuna, so it's not considered that the carbon has more avoidas. Mi'ila is already called Kachin Shemitzim. Upon we've been varying now the sheet of Rashi and the Rambam, that we're talking about the person who was Moel before Zrika. And the Chiddush of Rabba would say that it's Kachin Shemitzim. However, Tais argues with this. Tais holds, as we mentioned, Tais has arrived from Yoitse, that it's not called Kachim Shemesu. So Tais assumes that Hua didn't buy Tomei, it's also not called Kachim Shemesu. So what's Yehub Shat in Rava? So Tais says we're referring to the person who was Moel after Zerika. So it's not clear exactly the Gerson Tais says, but what it seems, the way the Karen Ari learns the Tais is the Basar was Nitma before Zerika. And then you were Zerik the Dam. And the Zerika works for the Basar. Zerika's Chal on the Basar Shinitma. And Lamais, this is a Machlekes in the Gemara in Psochim, we mentioned a few minutes ago, whether it's Tzitmeratza al Achilos or ain't Tzitmeratza al Achilos. So if the Mandamar ain't Tzitmeratza al Achilos, so the Zerika is not Chal on Basar Shinitma. So you have to say that our Sugya is going to the Mandamar, Tzitmeratza al Achilos. And that's what the Karenari says, Pshad and Tesis. Mais Taisim Sochim and the Flamadala and the Fayin Ches says that we hold la halacha, Tis Maratza al Achilos. Hakoponim, Tis Maratza al Achilos. And therefore we have the Zriko is Chal in this Basar. And that works to be Moitzi Midei Me'ila. So the Gemara Lachor is saying something else. The Gemara says because of the Din Shreifa Lakayani. So Tais explains, Kamash Malon, the Avagav because Mrs. Shreifa Aleo, Mikomokim, Mechizorik, Choshev Nasis Mitzvosim. I would think that one thing, Sitzmarata Achilles, that's fine, that wasn't the Naisei here. But here, I would think, the Tzitzkim Michal, the Zrikas Chal and the Basar. But the Nidin in the Sigur, according to Taisvis, was is it called Nasis Mitzvosim? Maybe because there's still a Mitzvah, Shreifa Bekoyanim, so therefore it's not yet called Nasis Mitzvosim. Still more Mitzvahs to be done. Still do Shreifa. There's still things that are left to be done over here. So that's the Chiddush, that it still could be called Nasis Mitzvasi. That is how Tesis learns Pshat in the Sugya. So the Mikdash David in Simin Zayin Tzivkat Anei brings a riot from our Tesis that by Zerika, Basar Kachi Kachim is Yotim Idei Me'ila, is because it's Nasis Mitzvasi. Not because of Hedro Lekayan. This is the Chakir we spoke about many times in the first Perek of Reb Chai and the Korban Arim. That the Korban Aaron learns that the reason is because of Hetzel Kehanim, Kfi the Pashas of the Mishnah and the Afbiz. And Reb Chaim says, no, it's totally Nasis Mitzvotzai. Says the Mikdash David that from our taste we see like Reb Chaim, he doesn't quote Reb Chaim. We see the Yisrael of Reb Chaim that it's totally in Nasis Mitzvotzai. That's what he says. And normally by Zrika, by regular Basar Kachi Kachi, when you do a Zrika, it's Yotzei Midei Me'ila because it's Nasis Mitzvotzai. But here, but it's Tomei, so we would think that it's not yet called Nasis Mitzvasai, because it still needs Rifa B'Kayanim. So that's clear that in Taisus that always the way it works is because of Nasis Mitzvasai. We now come to the second half of the Sugya. Sugya V'Himuri Kachim Kalim. Rav also tells us that Himuri Kachim Kalim Lacha Shehelon do not have Mi'ila. So Taisus asks here in the bottom of Amaral, the last two lines, asks Taisus, so how come Kachim Kalim, it's already Yotmi Nei Me'ila, wants a Telon, much before it's Yotmi Nei Me'ila. So Taisa says, V'shem Rebbeinu Peretz, T'shno U'shno, very different. Iba Yisei Makra, Iba Yisei Masvara. What's the Pasuk? The Pasuk of Trumas HaDeshen was said by Oila. Wasn't that by other Karbonis? So we learn out to other Karbonis that are Kachay Kachim, because Oila is also Kachay Kachim. We don't learn out to Kachim Kalim. That's the first Zarech of Tesis. Second derech of Tesis is to say svara. That really svara b'chol makayim, when as soon as you mala something, it's nasa mitzvase. Just because they have me'ila originally, so they're not yotim idei me'ila till it's finished, anything that can be done by them. So therefore, when the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen, by kochim kochim, that's a reason for me'ila. Because as long as there's some mitzvah to be done for them, then they still have me'ila. They're still kochim Hashem. Mashengim by kochim kalim, because l'chatchila, they don't have me'ila, so then once you're mal of them, then they're yotim idei me'ila. Even though they do have Trumas Hadeshen, but once you're mal of them, it's yotim idei me'ila. That's second heritage thesis. So those are the two drachim of taste to explain. One was that the pasuk was said by Eila, not by other karbanas. And we learn how kachi kachim and not kachim kalim. The second there is to say that because kachi kachim have me'ila originally, so therefore we extend the me'ila as long as possible. So both these terutzim need to be explained. First thing, the first heritage of Taisus is the Chorot Mashman Taisus said there was no din of Trumas Hadeshen by Emuri Kachim Kalim. Only Trumas Hadeshen from Kachi Kachim, not from Kachim Kalim. In Metzis, it's a little bit hard to know what you're taking from when you go to take the Trumas Hadeshen. And also, this is a tremendous Kiddush we never found anywhere. The Chorot tell us this difference that exists between Kachi Kachim and Kachim Kalim, whether there's Trumas Hadeshen. The Mishnais in Ezeu Makaimon say, tell us all the korbanos, which are kachi kachim, which are kachim kalim. You show him, tell us all the nafkaminas. We found b'chari here another nafkamina, whether you take Trumas Hadeshen or not. No one mentioned that. Elamai t'mashma. It says here, does not mean a chiluk, whether you actually take Trumas Hadeshen or not. Taiz Avada holds, in both Tirutim and Avada, you take Trumas Hadeshen also from kachim kalim. But what? Because the pasuk was said by Oila, therefore, the me'ila only exists because of Trumas Hadeshen. There's only me'ila by Oila and Kachim Kachim and not Kachim Kal. Shaila is what's up, Shaila? Why should Nafkamino, where the Torah wrote the din of Trumas Hadeshen? Once the mice, it applies everywhere, so it applies everywhere. And there should be a me'ila on everything. So the Sefer Mincha Shlema here, Masbir, that Trumas Hadeshen is different than other mitzvahs that are in the Torah. When Akhtara is the Iker din of the Karban, the Emurim, their din is for Akhtara. When the Akhtara is finished, then it is Scharish by them, the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen, the mitzvahs of the Deshen. But the Iker din of the Emurim is for Akhtara, not for Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen always is a din noisaf in the Karban. It's not an Iker din of the Akhtara. We'll see this later on, rise to this. So that's the Shadon Taisus. The Tzai says in the first Teretz, even though there's a true Trumas Hadeshen, but Meheche Tesi did that the reason there should be an Eel in the Korban. Trumas Hadeshen is something that's a Schadish in Deshen. It's not Midinei HaKorban, that the Korban needs Trumas Hadeshen. The Deshen needs Trumas Hadeshen. But the Korban is not Deshen. The Korban is Basar. It's not Deshen. So Meheche Tesi did that the reason for Eel in the Korban. The Torah tells us that didn't have Trumas Hadeshen by Oila. The oila, the din of Trumas Hadeshen by oila is not just that the deshen needs deshen. Tarez mechadish, that's midini akorban. The meila says by oila there's meila until the end. And who adin by all kachim that learned from oila kachim kachim that also consider a din of the korban itself. Midini akorban that it needs meila, that it needs Trumas Hadeshen. Hashem by kachim kalin, even though they need Trumas Hadeshen, but the din is not a din of the korban. Just the deshen needs Trumas Hadeshen. But the karma doesn't need Trumas Hadeshen. And Meila, once it's Helon, so it's finished the mitzvah. And that's why there's no Meila. That's after the Pshat in the first Tarech of Taisus. Second Tarech of Taisus says that it's a Svara. Because Kachi Kachim have Meila originally, in the Basar, therefore the Imurim don't leave their Meila until you finish all the mitzvahs, including Trumas Hadeshen. Where l'chatchila the carbon does not have me'ila, so even though the Imurim get to me'ila at the time of the Zrika, but as soon as you're helon, so then it's up to me'ilah me'ila. That's the second heritage of Tesis. Tesis is sort of bi'arav. What's the connection to what it had originally before Zrika to what it has right now? That's history. Right now the Imurim get a Dinak Torah. There's a different Dinak Torah that you have by Imuri Kachim Kalim that you have by Imuri Kachim Kachim. Sorech Biyarav. So, the Sefer Yege Arye, Bari Pamaranchik, Bamachal Emek Bracha, explains here there's a Yisuditik Achilik between Kachim Kachim and Kachim Kalim. The Kachim Kachim are a Kachim Hashem Bechefza. Ches is Miyuchud Lashem. That's why the Basar has Mi'il originally. If you talk about the mitzvah the Basar needs, it's going to the Kayanim. That mitzvah would not suffice to have Mi'ila. That's not the reason it has Mi'ila. The reason it has Mi'ila by Kachay Kachim originally is because the whole carbon is the chefs of Kachay Hashem. The carbon is considered Mi'uchad Hashem. That's by Kachay Kachim. By Kachim Kalim is not that way. By Kachim Kalim, like Rashi says in Menachas of Memzayin, Kachim Kalim is Iker Moment Bailim. And it's a carbon which is not Mi'uchad Hashem. It's only for the shimush of the Baal. So Mamela, the carbon, the even the Imurim don't have Me'ila, even though the Imurim are eventually going to go Lashem. But because the carbon, the Cheftza, is not Kachi Hashem, so when you look at the carbon as a whole, there's no Me'ila. That's the difference, the Iker Kedushasam, of Kachi Kachim and Kachim Kalim, is that Kachi Kachim is Kachim. It's Kachi Kachim, it's called Kulim Yuchal Hashem, the Iker. Iker Kedushasam, it's the Cheftza of Kachi Hashem. Kachim Kalim, be a site of the carbon of the Baal. You need to bring it on the Mizbeach, but it's going to the Baal. So that's when we look at the carbon originally, when the carbon is alive. That's why the Kachi Kachim, the whole thing has Me'ila. And Kachim Kalim, the whole thing does not have Me'ila. And comes along the Zerika, and the Zerika's convey each thing to its proper din. The Basar to Achila, the Imurim to Akhtara. So Me'ila, it's mighty the Basar Kachi Kachim, and Me'ila. Because now they're no longer a Cheftz of Kachi Hashem. Now they're Oimi to Achila Mamish. When it's Oimi to Achila, to its actual din, then it's Yotzi Midei Me'ila. And the Imurim Kachim Kalim now do get Me'ila. Because now they're Oimi to their din. And their din is Me'ila. Me'ila, they have Me'ila. But beside the Kedusha of the carbon is still different. Kachi Kachim is still Bechefza Miyuchad Hashem. Kachim Kalim is Bechefza not Miyuchad Hashem. So the Me'ila that there is by Imurim Kachim Kalim after Zerika is not Bechefza. The Chefza doesn't change to become a Yuchad Lashem. The Chefza is still a carbon of Kachim Kalim. Just, they get a mitzvah. They get a din. They get the din Akhtara. When they're aiming for that din Akhtara, so they have Me'ila. Because now they have a din on them to be makar them Lashem. So that din makes them a Yuchad Lashem. But it doesn't make the Chefza is be soidoi Shaykh Lashem. It's the din Akhtara. When it's aiming for Akhtara, that's what gives it a din for Hashem. So once you remile it, you finish its Iker Mitzvah. So if that's the end, it had Me'ila because of its Mitzvah. And now the Mitzvah's finished. You put it on, it started the Akhtara, the Mitzvah's finished. So that the story's over, the Me'ila's over. But she'enkein emurei kachi kachim, their Me'ila is not only because of their Mitzvah. Their Me'ila is because they're kachi kachim. Just the basar of kachi kachim lost its Me'ila at the Zerika, because then it became Oymid Lachila Sedyit. The Imurim never lost their din of Me'ila. They still have their original din of Me'ila, the Imurim. So the Me'ila, the Me'ila that they have is because they're Bekdushasam, Shaykh Lashem, Bechefta Shaykh Lashem. So if you finish all of the mitzvahs after Truma Sedesh and Lefirav, after Haitzah Sedesh and Lefirav Yechanon, when there's nothing left to be done at all, that's called Nasim Mitzvasei. Even though the Cheft is Miyuchad Hashem, but the story's over entirely. The Cheft is finished its whole inyan. Its whole Kedusha is over. But as long as there's something still left to be done to it, there still is the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen. Even though that's not the Iker Mitzvah. The Iker Mitzvah is the Akhtara. But as long as there's some mitzvahs that are still Shaykh on the Deshen, even after Akhtara, so Memela, it's still considered Miyuchad Hashem. Because here the Me'ila in Imurim Kachi Kachim is Bechefzah or Shaykh Lashem, and that lasts as long as there's something left to be done. The meila that there is in the Emurim is only because b'fayil they have a mitzvah on them. So when that mitzvah is over, then they're no longer kachi Hashem. That is the klal of the second half of Tesis. P.D. asserted the Yege Aryeh should imagine this. We're just add on a little bit to his yisoid. That's a very yisoidistic chiluk here in the difference in meila by Emurim kachi kachim and by Emurim kachim kalim. But Derech Agav, we spoke about yesterday on Daftes, the Chiddush of the Ner Lamor, that he learns with Asa Tesfis, that Be'imuri Kotri Kotchim, when you do Zerika, so the first Me'ilah of the carbon is finished, and then they get a new Din Me'ilah because of their Din Haktar. That's how he learns Pshat and Tesfis. He learns the Tesfis and Daftes, Tesfis Pshat and the Mishnah and Daftes. That's what I'm halach to say to the Nechroinim. But in this case, it's mefurish not this way. In this case, it's mefurish that be'imuri kotchei kotchim, the me'il that they have is not because of the din haktara mamish, the foil. It's because there's some mechefta shayach l'Hashem. They never lost their first me'ilah. He'imuri kotchim kalim got a new me'ilah, aidei the zrika. So that's finished when you finish their ekra haktara. But she ain't getting imuri kotchei kotchim that they had me'ilah originally, they never lost that me'ilah. So Memela, the Me'ilah stays as long as there's some mitzvahs left to be done to that, including Trumas Hadeshah. But now let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says that we would think that there's Me'ilah because of Hibuch B'Tzinoira. That would be a reason for Me'ilah by Emurah Kachem Kalam. Kamash Malan. So what's the Kamash Malan? So Taisa says that the reason is because Hibuch B'Tzinoira is not necessary. Even though it's an Avodah, you need a big day kahuna. But if you won't do it, it'll still be okay. Because the will get burnt. Instead of getting burnt in 1 hour, it'll get burnt in 2 hours. But eventually it'll get burnt. Therefore, that's not a reason for a me'ilah. So Mashmaitz of Tesis is that Hibuch B'Tzinoira is not a mitzvah chiyuvitz. You have a chuyv to do it. If you want, you can do it. The Gemara says that Zor Chayv Olei Amisa if he does it. Because when a kohen does it, he's being mekayim avoida. But you're not a chuyv to do it. And therefore, because you're not mechuyev to do it, it's not a reason for a me'ilah. That'd be the mashmaitz of Tesis. However, Rashi and Zvachim and Daf Kuftes says a kohen nizkak lahabiach b'tzinoira. Kohen must do hibuch b'tzinoira to make it get burned quicker. The Sefer Panim Yofos al HaTorah, being in Parshas Vayikra, you dive in the Ramban there, that the Ramban says there's a mitzvah, lishmor shigmar haktara. Panim Yofos explains that that's a mitzvah lahabiach b'tzinoira. The kohen are mitzvah to make sure that the yevarim get burnt as quickly as possible. The chayyur Rashi and the Ramban are arguing on Tesfis. Tesfis says that it's b'lavachi, that it's going to happen b'lavachi, and therefore there's no me'ilah. So the ma'is is not mukhrach. It could be that they agree. Tesfis agrees to Rashi and the Ramban that it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. What Tesfis means to say is that because they will have the outcome anyway, eventually it's going to get burnt. So it's not a reason for a me'ilah. The din of me'ilah is only when it's something that's necessary mitzad the carbon. It's something which is not absolutely necessary mitzad the carbon. The carbon can get to its result without that, so that's not a reason for me'ilah. The kohanim are mitzvah to bring that about. But even if they did not do that, we'll get to the same end result. So me'ilah, that would not be a reason for me'ilah. We've seen a sugi here, according to Tesfis, that Buri Kachim Kalim, they poke their yotimidei me'ilah when you're malam them, it's already considered not mitzvasai, even though they have trumas hadeshen. Either that's not a din mitzvah the carbon, that's the first teretz of tesis, and the second teretz of tesis is that even though they have trumas hadeshen, but once it's done the ikra mitzvah, which is the haktara, and they already lose their me'ilah. Shkotche kotche, their me'ilah is bechefza, therefore that continues forever as long as there's some mitzvah left. By Kachem Kalim, it's only considered Kachem Hashem beside the mitzvah itself. The Rambam, however, learns Hassan Zulcheri Keneged the Sugya, Peladik Rambam. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Perak Beis Halacha Aleph Fichos Meila, Kachem Kalim Ein Moilin Bayan Achi Zare Kadam. There's no Meila by Kachem Kalim until Zrika. Nizra Kadam, Moilin Beimur and Achi Yetu Beis Hadeshem. Sharein Leishim. Once you do Zerika, so there's Mila Neimurim Achi Yetu LeBeis HaDeshen. Mila continues on until it becomes Deshen, and you take it out, so it's HaDeshen. Mamish Kenege the Sugya. That would take a Rambam. But the Maitza, the Rambam explains himself later on. In Paragim Alach Yud Aleph, says the Rambam, Nene koidem zrika, mi basar kotche kotche, mishin nitma, oi shenena mi muri kotchem kalim, af al pi, shehelon marashem izveach, harei ze potter. That's the Rambam brings down the din of our sugya. If there's me'ilah in the basar after it's nitma, or your nana in the imuri kachim kalim, even though they were held already from his meach, so you're potter. So according to Rashi and Tosfos, the word in the Gemara here is not even though it was held already from his meach. It's because it was held already from his meach, therefore there's no me'ilah. Once it's held already from his meach, so it's called nas mitzvosai. Tais explains, as we just said, the two drachim in Tais. Akoponim, the word of the Gemara is that because you put it on the Mizbeach, therefore it's Yotim Edei Me'ilah. And the Rambam brings the opposite. That even though you're Ma'ala them, there's still Me'ilah. Here Rashi and Tais, it's not an AFLP. It's because you're Ma'ala them, that's why it's Yotim. So the Rambam definitely had a new pshat in the Gemara here. Say the Marikurkis and the Keren Harav. The Rambam learned the Gemara is talking about that you're Ma'ala the Emurim before Zrika. Just like the din of Basar Kotche Kotchem, Shenitma, according to the Rambam, is referring to Koidem Zrika. Hu Adin, the din of Emurim Kotchem Kalam Shehelon, is referring to Koidem Zrika. And the Makar, this is a Sugya in Zvachim Daf Pehe. Sovig of the Gemara. By Imur Kachem Kalam Shehelon Lefnei Zrika, where the din is of Olu Lo Yerdu. There's a Kiddush HaMizbeach. Is there Me'ila? Maskana Kon Rabbi Yechanan is that there is no Me'ila. So that's how the Rambam learned the Sugya. The name of the Rambam says the following. That Imur Kachem Kalam Lachar Shehelon is not enough of a Siba for Me'ila. That's Sugya in Zvach. Because the Rambam calls it an afalpi, means in Murakachim Kalam, there's no Mi'ilah before Zrika. Even though you're a mile of them, and you're thinking that you're a mile of them, then is a mile of Yerdu, so there should be Mi'ilah. Kamashalam, there's still no Mi'ilah. Akopanim, it's before in the Rambam, that Rambam held the Gemara, so that Dafka before Zrika. The Rambam learned the Sugya. So in these explanations, why the Rambam wrote this halacha twice, both in Berak Beis Halach Aleph and in Berak Gimel Halach Yud Aleph. So the Marikorka says Rambam, Iker place Rambam wrote this earlier in Berak Beis Halach Aleph, but here we just put it together with the other member of Rava, Abazar Kachi Kachim Shinitma. That's why he had to write it twice. But Akoponim, Rambam holds that the whole thing of the Sugya is talking about Beimur Kachim Kalim Lachash Helon. It's only by Emurim before Zrika. But mashma, that if you would have done Zrika already, then you're Ma'ala of Emurim Kachim Kalim, then there would still be Me'ilah. The first Rambam that we brought, this before in the Rambam, Emurim Kachim Kalim, there's Me'ilah Chiyetzel Beis Adeshin. If Machlekes Rishenim, if Emurim Kachim Kalim are different than Emurim Kachim Kachim, Rashi tells you that they're different, and the Rambam also they're the same. So we brought from the Yega Arya, the Pshat in Rashi tells us is, that Emuri Kachi Kachim are Kaddish Bechefza, Emuri Kachim Kalim, their Me'ilah that they have, it's only because of the mitzvah. That's what Rashi and Tosfos hold. The Rambam holds not that way, says the Ega Aryeh. The Rambam holds that even Emuri Kachim Kalim, I dated Zrika, they became like Kachi Kachim Mamish, and now they have Me'ilah, Bechefza, they're Kachi Hashem Bechefza, and they have Me'ilah until you finish up all their mitzvahs. Just like Emuri Kachi Kachim, so there's no difference according to the Rambam between Emuri Kachi Kachim and Emuri Kachim Kam. Now we have finished the Sugya of Rava. Now we go weiter in the Gemara. Gemara says, we're going back to the Din of Testament base about Tashlumi Me'ila. Gemara says that if it's Noida, V'achar Kapara, so then the money does not go to Ibud. The Meichat is not called Ibur, because Eimar Frishim Yitzchila Ibur. So the Chazon Yechezkel, in the end of Me'ilah, brings your Araya, the gather of what happens when you pay Tashlumi Me'ila. Say the Chazon Yechezkel, that the Moshe by Truma, there are two different ways to a person to make Truma. Normally, a person is Mafresh Truma, he's Machteshit, L'Shem Truma, that's how it becomes Truma. That's the normal way then of making things into Truma. However, there's another Mahalach. The person ate Truma B'Sheyig, a Zar eats Truma B'Sheyig, she has to pay Tashlumi Me'ila. Tashlumi Truma. Azar has to pay for what he ate, his Moisef HaChemesh, and he pays the same type of thing that he ate. If he ate Tvua, he pays Tvua. If he drank wine, he pays wine. If he ate apples, he pays apples. Whatever the type of Truma he ate, he pays that back, and that becomes Kodesh. So that's the Chazon Yechezkel. There the din is that the bazaar is not Makdashit to be Truma. Rather, it's Nasin Truma. The Zar does not have to be Makdashit L'Shem Truma. As long as it's being paid back L'Shem Tashlumi Truma, it Memele becomes Truma. So that's by Truma. So now by Me'ila. When a person pays Tashlumi Me'ila, is he Makdashit L'Shem Chatos and L'Shem Osham, L'Shem Oila? Is that what he's doing? Or no? It's Memele Nase Me'chatos V'Osham. As long as he's paying it back as Tashlumi Me'ila, and in Memele it becomes the type of Kodesh that he took from. Zeh Yishlach Korbezeh. So the Chazon Yechezkel brings right from our Gemara. Says the Chazon Yechezkel, that if it's Memele Nase Kodesh, but you are not Makdashe L'Shem that Kodesh, there's no problem of Eimah Frishin Mitzchila Le'ibud. You're not being Mafreshet L'Shem Shchatos. You're paying back Me'ila. You're doing a Tashlumen. Then the Din HaTorah is that it becomes Kedushas Chatos. But it's not a Frosha L'Shem Chatos. It's not a problem of Mafreshin Le'ibud. Elamai says the Chazon Yechezkel, Mokhan the Gemara here, that Tashlumi Me'ila are different than that of Tashlumi Truma. Here, you're making it into a chatos. So maybe on this we say the klal of Eimah Frishim Yitzchila Le'ibud. When you're making something into a chatos, you can't chatzchila make it into a chatos. It's only Le'ibud. So maybe we have enough community. You need to be Makdashit L'Shem Chatos. It's not like Tashlumi Truma, that you are not Makdashit L'Shem Truma. Here you have to be Makdashit L'Shem Chatos. That is the Choshev HaYichocho here of the Chazon Yechezkel, that Indian of Tashlumi Me'ila, that is different than that of Tashlumi Truma. Now we come to the last mission, the Perek. Mishnah says that Kaimitz and Levina and Minchas Kohen and Minchas Kohen Mashiach and all of these things are Nifsa Balina when they're Niskadish Bekli. So Tais earlier on the Chesamid Alf, Tais there is going on our Mishnah, Tais of your Maschal Kitchu. Tais asks, why does our Mishnah say Kaimitz is Nifsa Balina when it's Niskadish Bekli? Koymetz is Nifsa Balina when the whole Mincha is Niskadish Bekli. Even before the Koymetz is put into its own Kli. The Koymetz has, it's more Menachas, there's one Kiddush on the whole Mincha. And then you do Kmitza, and then you put the Koymetz into its own Kli by itself. So it's Mashan Armish that when the Koymetz is put into a Kli, I know the Kli that's unique for the Koymetz, then it's Nifsa Bishkia, then it's Nifsa Balina. Hare, the whole Mincha is Nifsa Balina once the Mincha is put in a Kli. Like we saw in the previous Mishnah in the Tesla Aleph. So today's answer is that in the Hanami, the reason Koymetz is mentioned, agav the rest of them. The Koymetz itself is Nifsal Bi Lina once it is put in, once the whole Mincha is put into a Kli. That's the Tais Vayas Pshat in the Mishnah. But in the Rishonim in Yuma, the Tais Rishonim, Tais Arash, and the Ritva, in Yuma Daf Chav Tesla Aleph, they all understand that the Mishnah is coming to tell us a chiddush about the koymetz, that the mincha, when the mincha is nifsa b'lina, what that means is the next morning, like all things that are nifsa b'lina in the morning, at amud ha-shachar. But the koymetz is nifsa b'lina, what that means is that the koymetz is as the same din as dam. Just like dam, Gemara says in Zvachim Dach Nun Vav, that dam is nifsa b'shkia sachama, who then koymetz is nifsa b'shkia sachama. And that's what the Mishnah is coming to say, that there's a unique lina in the koymetz, when the Koymetz is put into a Kli, and they learn that from our Mishnah, that this din lean on the Koymetz, it's only Nischadish, not Bishas Kmitza, but rather only Bishas Kiddush Kli. In the Rishonim there, it sounds like it's a Kiddush by them, that there is that Koymetz is Nifso, Bishkiya Sachama. It's a fortune, the Gemara in Menachas, Tavchof Medbez, this din that a kohen is nifso b'shkias achama like that. Tzarchi, and why the Rishonim are mesupik about it? But Rakabanim, the Rishonim were mesupik, and they brought it right from our Mishnah, and there is. But yet this new din that by Kaimitz this of Shkiyas Achama, it's only when the Kaimitz is Niskadesh Bekli. One last related point, and Taisus there in the Chesim and Aleph, the Rasul Upigal, who were in Taisus, and that also Minchas Nesocham and Minchas Kaim Mashiach are Nifso Bishkiyas Achama. All the cases in the Mishnah are Nifso Bishkiyas Achama. But in Taisus Shonament and Taisus Rosh in Yuma, that we just quoted, it's before there, only a kaim is nifso b'shkiyas achama like that. But the other things that we see in our Mishnah, they're not nifso b'shkiyas achama, rather than nifso only the next morning at Amud HaShachar. I've come for today, for the Shir and Dafyur. Baruch Hashem, we're going to learn the first two Mishnah, the first two Prokim in Maseches Me'ila. Many say this in Me'ila specifically, and in Kachim in general, but then you have Kachim Hashem, Kachim Shemesu. That's locha weiter Maseches Me'ila. It's very chashuv mesechta in the yonim of Seder Kach.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.